USA Radio News.
The National Weather Service says more than 5.4 million people are under hurricane watches or warnings as a potentially deadly Hurricane Florence barrels towards the United States. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
This storm is a monster. It's big and it's vicious.
Ed Rappaport is with the National Hurricane Center.
We think that by late Thursday into Friday, at the center will be approaching the coast and making landfall. We still expect it to be quite strong at category 3 or 4 on the scale of 5. And we have significant threats here beyond the wind. One is storm surge and the other is rainfall.
Hurricane and tropical storm warnings are now posted for parts of the coast of Virginia and also North and South Carolina. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
President Trump has observed the 17th anniversary of 9/11. He paid tribute to the heroes of the 9/11 terror attacks and the dark day 17 years ago, forever etched in American history.
This field is now a monument to American defiance.
The president and the first lady marking the day in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where passengers brought down United Flight 93, whose hijackers were targeting the nation's capital. President Trump is touting the U.S. government's response to Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico last year, calling it incredibly successful. But Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rossello is blasting back in a statement. Puerto Ricans lack certain inalienable rights enjoyed by our fellow Americans in the States. The historical relationship between Puerto Rico and Washington is unfair and un-American. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Another rollback of environmental regulations could be coming soon, as USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
This latest proposal, which could be announced before the week is over, would diminish rules pertaining to the release of methane into the atmosphere. The proposal weakening Obama-era requirements for monitoring and repairing leaks that send out methane. The EPA proposal would also let states like Texas, which have their own rules regarding methane, to follow state mandates instead of federal regulations. Methane is a powerful greenhouse gas that routinely leaks from oil and gas wells. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The impact of Hurricane Florence is one of the factors that will determine the price of gas this week. The other is that refiners will be allowed to produce a different blend beginning Saturday the 15th. With more, here's John Clements.
The prolonged heavy rainfall, the storm surge, and the exact timing of the hurricane will all be a factor this week. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the national average as of right now.
The national average tacking on 1.4 cents a gallon in the last week, rising to $2.84 per gallon.
The other factor is that the EPA will allow refiners to change from the cleaner burning product that helps with the ozone during the summer months and begin producing the so-called winter blend as of Saturday. I'm John Clements.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.